तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्यामनोभीष्टम् स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सह गणा रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाकान्वितांश। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। मुकं करोति वाचालां पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरु दीनतारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरम्। हरे कृष्ण। वी वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज टू आवर बलराम जयंती फेस्टिवल। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। आफ्टर दिस ब्यूटिफुल अभिषेक वी विल नाउ डिस्कस द ग्लोरीज ऑफ लॉर्ड श्री बलराम। टुडे मॉर्निंग आई वॉज गोविंद प्रभु वॉज गिविंग क्लास। आई वॉज रिफ्लेक्टिंग हाउ you know most religions in this world they don't even accept that God is a person or he has a form, and we are so blessed, we are so fortunate that in Krishna consciousness we are taught that not only God is a person, God also has a beautiful form. And we celebrate God's birthday. Most other religions will be shocked that we are celebrating God's birthday. And in Krishna consciousness, we go a step further. We also say that God has an older brother and we celebrate his birthday also. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. Very personal process where the Lord reciprocates with the devotees, where we can offer our hearts to the Lord in a very personal way. And today on this most auspicious occasion of Lord Balaram's appearance day, we will discuss four aspects of the personality of Lord Balaram. First, we'll discuss about how Lord Balaram is the reservoir of all strength. And secondly, we'll discuss how Lord Balaram represents the spiritual master. He is the Adi Guru. And third, we'll discuss how Lord Balaram is the embodiment of service attitude. And finally, how Lord Balaram's pastimes are filled with amazing sweetness. So, strength, spiritual master, service attitude, and sweetness of the personality of Lord Balaram. First we'll begin with the principle of strength. How Lord Balaram is the reservoir of all strength. Generally in India, many people do not celebrate Balaram Jayanti. Many Indians do not know about Balaram Jayanti festival. Most Indians celebrate this day as Raksha Bandhan. Generally Raksha Bandhan falls on the same day. Actually Lord Balaram, he is the protector of all devotees. He is the one who actually gives complete protection to his devotees. To understand the strength and protection of Lord Balaram, we need to understand that as we struggle in our devotional service, we are faced with tremendous amount of challenges. Recently I was in Nasik and Shikshashtakam Prabhu was sharing with me one incident from ISKCON London, Soho Street Temple. There was one brahmachari in this temple who along with the other brahmacharis went on Harinam Sankirtan on a Saturday evening. Now to give you a background, this Soho Street Temple is situated in the most challenging area. Everywhere there is complete sense gratification going on, and in the middle there is this beautiful temple of Radha Landaneshwar. It's a crazy place. It's a bizarre place. And on Saturday evening it gets worse. So these brahmacharis were doing kirtan and they were doing Harinam. So they passed through one very famous popular nightclub, bar and club, and very dirty things happened there. For this brahmachari, as they were doing kirtan, he kept looking at it, kept looking at that bar. Because before becoming a devotee, he would be frequently going to that place. So now, he had left all of that, he was practicing Krishna consciousness, but he was constantly, you know, his neck was just tilting there, he was getting distracted by this club. And he was going with all the other devotees, but he kept looking back and wondering, you know, I left sense gratification, kind of some dvanda. And at the same time he was absorbed in kirtan also. And as he was struggling, going ahead, and then, because he was looking back and he was walking ahead, he bumped into a pole and he got a big swelling. It hurt him very badly. And next morning was his Bhagavatam class. So he was sitting to give class and everybody saw that he has a big... So then this devotee, he had this humility, he shared his realization that yesterday, this is what happened with me. And I kept looking back at that club and then I was struggling. Devotees appreciated his humility and then he gave a very deep realization. He said, in Krishna consciousness, as we spend some time, as we spend years, we make advancement, we come closer to Krishna. But our past calls us back. Maya has never left us. She's always there around the corner. And just like this brahmachari was distracted by this club, every sadhaka is challenged, is confronted by his own past conditionings which try to haunt him, which come back and try to pull him away from Krishna. So then this devotee was saying that, so he got a realization that if we are not careful and if we turn back, if we look back, what will happen? What will happen if we look back? We'll bump and we'll meet with an accident and we'll hurt ourselves badly. So as Shikshashtakam Prabhu was sharing this incident with me, we were kind of sobering down and we were thinking, yes, how powerful Maya is. And how we can't keep looking back at all the opportunities of sense gratification that we missed. And if we look back, we may hurt ourselves badly. But how do we save ourselves? How do we prevent our neck from tilting back? How do we prevent ourselves from not getting distracted as Maya pulls us and calls us? What can we do? You know, we need strength. We need determination to not look back at what we have left behind. We need bala. We need spiritual strength. And who is the reservoir of all this? Lord Shri Balramji. So therefore, we can understand and we can pray today that the only way we can practice determination in our Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, the only way we can refuse the temptations and distractions offered by Maya is if we can plead with Lord Balram to give us the strength and determination to say no to Maya. The Upanishadic statement rings in our ears which says, Nayam Atma Balahinena Labhya. This Upanishadic statement says that Atma means the soul. Nayam Atma Balahinena Balahin. If he is devoid of Bala, if he is devoid of strength, Labhya. He will not get Labhya. Labhya means that which is the most desirable attainment. And what is that? Love of Krishna. Love of Krishna will not be attained by the soul which is balahina, which is devoid of strength, which is devoid of spiritual strength. So we need that strength. But what do we mean by this strength? Are we talking about some physical strength? Is it that from tomorrow we'll all now start going to gymnasium and building our muscles? Like very close to our temple at Marine Drive, we have one gymnasium called Inch by Inch Body Temple. They have glorified themselves as a temple for the body. So, and if you go inside, you will see people are really working hard for strength. People inside, they pay a lot of money and then they go inside and sweat it out. So if a villager comes and if he sees, he will be really amused, you know. He will think that in villages, when we sweat and work hard, we earn money. But city people are so foolish that they will first pay money and then they will sweat it out and get tired. So what do we mean by this strength? This strength refers to the spiritual strength, which is not physical or material. Like we had one brahmachari, book distributor, many years ago. Very thin. So thin, you know. We used to make fun of him. We used to call him that, have you come from some Somalia relief camp? We would make fun of him like that. Very thin. And he used to go for book distribution. So one day, he met one blasphemer in the local train of Mumbai. And this man started cursing and giving bad words to Krishna, Prabhupada. So this brahmachari got agitated. And at one point of time, he ran towards that man, caught his neck, and put his neck outside the train, you know, local train. And he said, if you don't apologize and don't beg forgiveness from Krishna, I'll throw you out of the train. And this man apologized. And when this brahmachari came back, he was full animated. And he told this story to all the brahmacharis. And we were all shocked, you know, he is himself so thin. So we told him, wow, amazing, how did you do it? And he was like very humble, no, Krishna empowered me, I did it. And then again our Shishastram Prabhu was there, Gauragopal Prabhu. Gauragopal Prabhu said, actually, how did you do it? Tell me honestly, how you did it? And then finally this brahmachari very sheepishly replied, you know, he said, actually that man was thinner than me also. So strength is very relative actually. So what strength are we talking about? Actually, Krishna has given us this sword of knowledge. And this sword of knowledge, the process of Krishna consciousness, is very deep, very heavy, very sharp. All the agyan, all the ignorance that the soul is covered with can be destroyed only by this sword of knowledge. But the problem is, we are not able to lift this sword. So God has teamwork. Krishna has given us this sword of knowledge, and his older brother Balramji, what he does? He gives us the strength to lift this sword and slash off all our ignorance and doubts. And how is Lord Balramji able to give us this strength? How is he able to give us this spiritual strength and determination to practice Krishna consciousness? Because we all need determination, right? He is able to give us the strength because He is the source of all spiritual strength. Lord Balaramji expands into Mahavishnu. As Anantasha, He holds up innumerable universes on His hoods. But although Lord Anantashesh is holding up all the universes, He Himself is not dependent on anything. Because He is the source of all spiritual strength. So He doesn't need anything. Try to understand this. You may think of some strong man, strong human being in this material world. He may be really very strong. Let us say somebody is very strong. So strong that he can lift this whole Vyasasana. Imagine somebody is so strong that he can lift this whole Vyasasana. How powerful he must be. But even if he lifts this Vyasasana, he needs a ground to stand, right? If there is no ground, what will happen? He will go down along with what he is carrying. But imagine Lord Anantashesha, Lord Balaramji, what is he doing? What is he holding? He is not holding simply a Vyasasana. What is he holding? All the innumerable universes. And nothing is holding him. Why? Because he is the source of spiritual strength. He is the source of gravitation. All strength comes from him. Lord Krishna is the father. He is the seed giving father. Aham Bija Prada Pita. Krishna is the father and Lord Balaram is the womb of this universe. Krishna is the creator. Lord Balaram is the creative potency. So, we take shelter of Lord Balaram on this auspicious day and beg him for strength and determination to practice Krishna consciousness. Actually, Bala, Ram, there are two words here. Bala and Ram. Bala refers to strength. And Ram also means giving pleasure to Krishna. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gives very beautiful explanation. He has explained how there are two principles that every sadhaka has to remember. One is anartha nivritti. What is the meaning of anartha nivritti? Means clearing our heart of all contamination. And second is artha pravritti. Artha pravritti means developing positive attraction for Krishna. So, we have two challenges. Please understand this. One is, we need to give up all dirty things from the heart. That is one challenge. And second, we have to develop positive attraction for Krishna. There are two challenges we are facing. Now, Lord Balaramji, He gives us strength for both these activities. He gives us strength to release ourselves from the shackles of all anarthas and He also gives us strength to get attracted to Krishna. So bala means strength. So He gives us the strength to clean our hearts by giving us the determination to say no to Maya. Because Maya is working 24/7. She is working, actually for devotees she is working overtime. She never sleeps. She is ever alert. So we need to say no to the proposals of Maya. And Lord Balaram, Bala, He gives us the strength to say no. And simultaneously, Rama, He gives pleasure to Krishna. So He gives us the ability to say yes to Krishna. Yes to positive devotional activities like service, hearing, chanting. So therefore, Krishna consciousness means what? We say Krishna consciousness sutra, many times we say, no to Maya, yes to Krishna. And Balaramji helps us say no to Maya and yes to Krishna. Therefore, presently we may be weak spiritually, we may be physically also weak. In fact, to practice our spiritual life, many of us, we don't even have physical strength. You know? We can't even sit 2 hours sometimes to chant. So it's a big struggle for sadhakas. So at such time, we need to know that our spiritual advancement, especially on appearance days, the appearance days of the Lord, we have to realize that how we are completely dependent on grace, how we are completely dependent on mercy. Because, you know, we may have this body, we may have mind, intelligence, but all this is karma. You know, we have got this from karma. Some of us may be very gifted. Some of us may not have physical strength. Some of us may not be intelligent. But this doesn't matter. Ultimately, what matters is the mercy that we get. You know, if you are sincere, we'll attract the Lord's mercy. Like, you know, if you have a mobile, people have different models. Somebody may have, made in China, very useless model. Somebody may have an iPhone or V-phone, whatever they call. V-phone, yes, U-phone, iPhone they may have. Okay, now somebody has a smartphone or somebody has a simple model. But if there is no network, then what is the use of having that phone? You can't talk to anyone. Ultimately, what matters is the network. You need to have network connection. And Lord Balramji provides us, He gives us this network, He gives us this strength. And we can charge ourselves for the whole year now, today. And fully absorb ourselves in Krishna consciousness. We have seen that in the example of Romaharshana Sutta. What was his system? He was high class. He had everything, but no mercy, no use. And compared to Romaharshana Sutta, you say Jagai Madai. What was their, what was their model? But the network was there, the mercy was there. So ultimately what we need is mercy and grace. So we have to aspire for it and struggle for it. From our side, what do we do to access this strength of Lord Balram, to access this mercy? From our side, how do we show our sincerity? This is explained by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. What we can do from our side, when he is giving purport to the pastime of Dhenukasur. Dhenukasur lived with his associates in the forest of Talavan. And Krishna, Balram and all his cowherd boyfriends went to Talavan and they were eating tal fruits. And there was a demon there. The cowherd boys told Krishna Balram. And Krishna Balram, they started shaking the trees, the tal trees vigorously. And all the tal fruits started falling and Dhenukasur was very angry. He was a very big, huge ass demon. And he had many associates. So all of them got agitated and they attacked. And when Dhenukasur attacked Lord Balram, Balramji held, he first hit with his front legs on Lord Balram's chest. And Lord Balram did not feel anything. It was like somebody throwing a flower petal. And next time when he attacked, when he hit again, Lord Balram held his front legs and swirled him in the air. And by that centrifugal force itself, Dhenukasur lost his life air. He died. And then Balramji threw him on the top branch of the tallest tree. Why? So that the tree breaks, shakes, and all the fruits fall. So they wanted to have, Prabhupada writes, it was a panoramic scene. Because all the ass demons were attacking and they were all being killed. And they were all being thrown in the different trees and the fruits were falling, the demons were falling dead. And so while giving purport to this pastime, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Dhenukasur represents, just like an ass carries a burden, Dhenukasur represents the burden of ignorance, the disease of I, me, mine, which is very deep rooted in our consciousness. So he explains, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that certain anarthas in our heart, the contaminations in our heart, they can be destroyed by the holy name, just like some demons were killed by Krishna. But then he says that the demons who were killed by Lord Balram, they represent those anarthas for which we ourselves have to endeavor very hard to overcome. Man, we have to use our discrimination and determination. Then we can attract the Lord's mercy. So what our acharyas are saying is, basically we have to understand, to attract the spiritual strength, to attract the mercy of Lord Balram, we cannot be careless or wild. We have to work hard with determination. And what does it mean to say, we have to work hard in our spiritual life, we need to have strength? It simply means we make the right choices. Because constantly we are faced with choices. Choice to serve Krishna or to serve Maya. The last time we had a Pune Yatra, there was a very nice class given by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. The last class, he analyzed these two principles, sadhana and choice. And he was explaining how devotees may have exemplary sadhana, but they always have to make a choice. Maya will always present choices. And somebody may make the right choice, but if his sadhana is not strong, then also Maya will get him. So sadhana and choice. And then you are saying how Maya will give us choice till the last moment, even when we are lying on our deathbed, on one ear, Krishna will whisper, my dear Prabhu, come back to spiritual world. And on the other ear, Maya Devi will whisper, please stay back, stay in material world. It's a wonderful place. So even at the point of death, till that point, we have to make choices. So if we learn to make the right choices, then we will be able to pull out the weeds. Because the weeds in the heart, they look exactly like the bhakti lakta. They look, as it appears as if we are doing bhakti. But if you are not actually plucking out the weeds of, you know, these anarthas of contaminations of centered around I, me, mine, false pride, then we our struggle will be very, very intense. We may not even actually go back to the spiritual world after this bodily existence. Therefore, a devotee has to be honest about his or her fallen condition. And we should not justify and or falsely assure ourselves that I am okay, I am doing nice in devotional service. No, a devotee works hard to attract the mercy of Lord Balaram. Once one devotee went to Srila Prabhupada, he was a photographer and he was struggling with his services in India, so he wanted to go back to West. And Srila Prabhupada gave him permission. So when he was going back, the day, the few hours before leaving, he came to Srila Prabhupada, he paid obeisances and he said, Srila Prabhupada, I am leaving. I am very sorry, Prabhupada, I could not serve you. I am very fallen. And he kind of repented. And Srila Prabhupada told him, yes, remain fallen. So he was bewildered. You are not sure whether Prabhupada is blessing him or cursing him. What is Prabhupada saying? Remain fallen. And then a devotee asked Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada gave a clarification. He said, this mood is very good to think I am fallen. As today morning, Govind Prabhu said, we should not become degraded. But we should know, degradation is in the consciousness. That I am fallen. Thinking that I am fallen. So in this mood, when we feel weak, we feel hopeless, then we are able to access the mercy of Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram sends us his representatives. Because our problem is, Krishna has given us what? The sword of knowledge. And what does Balaram do? Balaramji gives us the strength to lift that sword. But our problem is, we are fallen on the ground. First we have to get up to lift the sword. So spiritual master, who is a representative of Lord Balaram, he is so merciful, he helps us get up. And he helps us take shelter of Krishna. So this is the second principle we are going to discuss now. The first is, we discussed was, Lord Balaram as the reservoir of all spiritual strength. Also, Lord Balaramji is the representative. Guru is the representative of Lord Balaram. He is the Adi Guru. Now we'll discuss this. It's a very important principle. The Guru Tattva. Lord Balaram, he is the Chit potency. The potency of the consciousness, you know. Which means Lord Balaramji possesses all information, all technology, everything. He provides all the possibilities and the framework to serve Krishna. He has all the information, all knowledge about how to please Krishna. So what Balaramji does, he expands himself. And the whole spiritual world exists because of Lord Balaramji's potency. Now, Balaramji, his obsession is how to please Krishna. That is his main consciousness. And what he does, he empowers all other devotees also in the spiritual world to please Krishna through different activities. So sometimes you may see some devotees are playing veena or some musical instruments to please Krishna. So the knowledge these devotees have to play these musical instruments, who is providing this knowledge? Balaramji. This consciousness is coming from Balaramji. Somebody may make sweets for Krishna. This knowledge comes from Lord Balaramji. So basically Lord Balaramji understands the nuances of pleasing Krishna, the fineness. What thinking, what knowledge goes in serving Krishna, in pleasing Krishna. And when this chit shakti, when this consciousness, when this potency of Lord Balaram, from the spiritual world, it expands and comes into the material world, the same potency. And when this potency enters into the heart of a living entity, who becomes a recipient of this potency, what is this potency? Of how to please Krishna, the knowledge of pleasing Krishna. So when that living entity becomes a recipient of this Shakti of Balaramji, he is called Guru. He is the spiritual master. Sakshad haritvena samasta shastre uktastata bhavyata eva sadbhi. Therefore, Guru is considered as non-different from Krishna. Because he receives the mercy of Lord Balaram. And therefore, he is expert, like Lord Balaramji is expert in pleasing Krishna. Tatrarbi Daksha Gati Vallabhasya Vande Guru Shri Charanaravindam. Daksha, the spiritual master, is the chosen one. He is the carrier of this potency of Lord Balaram. He carries this Shakti. Therefore, Guru has perfect knowledge of how to please Krishna. And therefore, what we do as sadhakas, we take shelter of a bona fide Guru, bona fide spiritual master. And we accept his instructions, we hear from him. And when we do that, what are we doing? We are actually accessing Lord Balaramji's mercy. So, on this auspicious day of Balaram Jayanti, we resolve to take shelter of our spiritual master, hear his instructions and follow his instructions. And we pray for this gift. Just like when we were discussing the principle of strength, we discussed how on Balaram Jayanti we pray to Lord Balaram to give us the determination to carry on in our devotional service. Similarly, we pray to Lord Balaramji to give us the strength to remember the instructions of our spiritual master and serve him. So then what happens when we follow our spiritual master's instructions? Our hearts get cleansed. And we are also able to receive Krishna. We are able to please Krishna. This is very beautifully illustrated. This principle is very beautifully illustrated in the pastime of the appearance of Lord Balaram. Parikshit Maharaj in the Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, very beginning he asks a question to Shukdev Goswami. Very interesting question he asks. Very logical and scientific question. Rohinyastanaya prokto Rama sankarshanastvaya Devakya garba sambandha Kuto dehantaram vina. He is saying, my dear Shukdev Goswami, how could Lord Balaram transfer from Mother Devaki's womb to Mother Rohini's womb? This is a materially most inconceivable thing. In the same body, you know, it's not that somebody has died and then, you know, generally this can happen in material world. Somebody dies and then the soul gets another body and enters another womb. But same body, same person in one womb and then he enters another womb. Actually, modern science is inconceivable. Modern medicine has advanced a lot. Technology has advanced a lot. Actually, our Dr. Sanjeev Agarwal from London, he is a specialist in... you can understand how medical science has advanced by understanding what he is specializing in. His specialization is, he is a very, very successful surgeon. He does surgery of the urinary tract of the child in the womb of the mother. That is a super specialization. That means so much medical science has advanced. So much. But still, look at this technology given in Bhagavatam. Balaramji has appeared in the womb of Devaki, and then he appears in the womb of Rohini. Now, materially, it is possible that one lady, one mother may have twins. Or she may give birth to two children. It's possible. But how can one child have two mothers? Not stepmother, two real mothers. And that is Balaramji. This is the amazing thing. So that's why Parikshit Maharaj's question is very interesting. And then somebody may say, okay, Balaramji appeared first in Devaki's womb. Then he went to Mother Rohini's womb. Now if eventually I had to go to Mother Rohini's womb only, why did he not directly go to Mother Rohini's womb? Why did he come through Devaki first? This is a very deep subject matter. Our acharyas explain very nicely. why Balramji first appeared in Mother Devaki's womb. So Mother Devaki, she gave birth to first 6 children. And each one of them was killed by Kamsa. Because Kamsa, it was predicted that he would be killed by the 8th son of Devaki. So the first 6 Kamsa killed. And who are these 6 children born to Devaki? They were the cursed sons of Marichi. They were demons. And these 6 children, sons of Marichi in the past life, they actually are personification of 6 anarthas. Lust, envy, greed, anger, pride, illusion. So Lord Balramji appeared in Mother Devaki's womb first to establish the principle of how Krishna appears in our heart. So before appearing in Mother Devaki's womb, before Krishna appeared, first 6 children appeared and they were killed. Then Balramji appeared and then Krishna appeared. Similarly, before Krishna appears in our hearts, first, the 6 anarthas have to be killed. The 6 anarthas have to be destroyed. And Kamsa, he represents fear of material existence. And Devaki represents the sadhaka, you and me. One was taken up to the process of Krishna consciousness. So Devaki's fear of Kamsa, and Kamsa kills the 6 children. Similarly, when a sadhaka is afraid, fearful of material existence, the 6 enemies are killed. Then, once the 6 children were killed, Balramji appeared. Similarly, once the 6 enemies are destroyed, in the heart, Lord Balramji appears and makes everything ready for Krishna to appear in the heart. Lord Balramji's Adi Guru, the spiritual master, appears. Just like, you know, before an ordinary politician or prime minister comes, before that is Chela Chapatas will come. They will clean up the place. Of course, Mother Devaki's womb is already pure, but that's a protocol. Before the, like a few years back, President Obama came here, very close to our temple. He came here. So before that, the whole place was, so many people came, so much, you know, inspection. For an ordinary person of this material world, people come and they clean up and they do inspection. Just imagine if the Supreme Lord is to come to this material world. Ordinary person will not come before him. Actually, his own first expansion, Lord Balramji comes. To make the place ready for Krishna to appear. So similarly, for Krishna to appear in our heart, first Balramji, his representative guru, appears. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, Rupa Brahmanda Brahmete Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Paye Bhakti Lata Bij. So by Guru's mercy, by Guru's grace, the heart becomes a fit place for Lord Krishna to appear. And therefore, by the mercy of the spiritual master, we can confront our anarthas and we can overcome our anarthas and attract the mercy of Krishna. In Bandiravan forest, when Krishna and Balram were grazing cows with their cowherd boyfriends, one demon Pralambasur came. Now he came in the guise of one of the cowherd boyfriends because one of the boys hadn't come that day. So Pralambasur and Krishna, they were all playing. So they played a game in such a way that whichever team loses, Krishna and Balram were in different teams. Whichever team loses, the loser has to carry the winner on his shoulder. So Krishna's team lost. So Krishna carried his friend. And Pralambasur was also in Krishna's team. So he carried whom? He carried Balramji. And his idea was to carry Balramji far away from Vrindavan and then kill him. So as he carried, after some time Balramji realized this is a demon. And Pralambasur assumed his huge shape. And what did Balramji do? With his fist, he hit the skull of Pralambasur and he killed him. So here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very nice purport that Pralambasur represents the most deep-rooted anartha of lusty inclinations and desire for name, fame and popularity. Actually, it's very easy to speak on this, but it's a very deep-rooted, very subtle anartha. which afflicts many sadhakas, because this anartha comes in the form of disguise. Just like Pralambasur came in the form of a coward boyfriend, this anartha we can't detect. And why we cannot detect? Because we think this is good. Lust is good. Passion is good. And that's how we are trapped. And in one class I was hearing, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that this desire for name, fame and popularity is so subtle. The worst thing is we don't even realize that it's an anartha in our heart. And on the contrary, we think it is good. So he was giving an example that drinking poison is bad. But it is worse to drink poison voluntarily. If somebody gives you poison, that's dangerous, that's bad, unfortunate. So he said, seeking name and fame is like that. Voluntarily drinking poison. Or getting burnt in a fire is bad. But voluntarily jumping into a blazing fire is foolhardy. So if we are not working on anarthas, that means we are actually, if we are enjoying the popularity, name, fame and success we are getting, we are very unfortunate. We have been caught by Pralambasur. So we actually, our problem is we trust this anartha. We trust lust. That is our problem. And because this anartha disguises and takes us away from Krishna, we need to constantly hear from the spiritual master. We need to hear, because the guru will expose this anartha. Then if we call out, we will be saved. Because the first condition is we have to be aware that we are afflicted by this anartha. Only when we are aware can we call out to Krishna and surrender. Unfortunately for many of us, we do not even accept that we are suffering because of this anartha. Actually, we don't realize this enemy because our hearing process is only defective. The way we hear, I was hearing one class by His Holiness Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj. He was quoting from Puranas. And he was saying how this Pralambasur came in disguise. So he was saying similarly how the anartha for name, fame, it's so subtle and it comes in disguise. So he was explaining how it comes in such a disguise that we may hear Krishna Katha, but our motivations may be wrong and we may be in the grips of this demon Pralambasur. So he gave the example. He said, there are three types of faulty hearing. He said, first is Vishay, hearing Vishay. Vishay hearing means we are hearing Krishna Katha, but we are constantly thinking how I will be entertained in this class. I go for Krishna Katha because I am very stressed out in life and I want entertainment today. I want a break. And after the class, we may even tell the speaker, Maja aa gaya Prabhu. And that's good. But if our mood, if our motivation is recreation, entertainment, then our hearing is Vishay. It's not actually purifying our heart. Like, you know, I was one brahmachari, he gives very nice classes, brahmachari classes. So he was telling me, this is humility, out of his humility, and as a friend he was telling me, I'm very discouraged to give brahmachari class. I said, why? You are the most popular speaker. He said, yeah, but you know, one brahmachari came and told me, Prabhuji, aapke class mein maja aa gaya. Kya hai? Aapke class mein kuch philosophy nahi hota hai, bas, maja aata hai. So this devotee was saying, my God, I realized that I'm simply entertaining them. So then he said, I'll not give brahmachari class. And then we were speaking, and then, of course, he continues to give every week classes, but the point is, sometimes the speaker may be innocent, but if the hearer's motivation is Vishay, then it's not actually affecting. And that's why we are wondering, you know, I'm practicing Krishna consciousness for so many years, still I have lust, still I have all these problems. Because our hearing only is gadbad. This is wrong. The second type of faulty hearing is, one is Vishay, second he says is Yash. Yash means I'm hearing, and while hearing I'm saying, wow, this is a nice point. Okay, I note it down. And when I give class next time, I'm going to speak this. So the motivation here is to impress audiences. So I'm hearing to impress the audiences next time when I get a chance to speak. So if this is the motivation in hearing class, then this is Yash hearing. So this also doesn't actually affect the heart. And the third is worse. It is called Aishwarya. Aishwarya hearing means hearing with a desire to hear something nice so that I can impress audiences in my class. And then once they are impressed, I can control them and use them the way I want. So that's like deeper malady. So like this, he was analyzing. When I heard it, I felt very sober. After that, nowadays I don't get my notebook for the class. It'll take me some time. Kind of really shaken by that class. That class is called Change of Heart. He gave this class. Goswami Maharaj gave this class in Bhaktivedanta Manor. So I was hearing, I was saying how very, very deep rooted. This anartha is very deep rooted. Of course, there are many demons in Balramji's pastimes who represent this false pride. Dvivida Gorilla. See, Dvivida Gorilla, he was an associate of Lord Ram. But during Ramayana, when Lakshman was injured and Anumanji bought the Sanjeevani, Dvivida was thinking Lakshman is an ordinary person. He started analyzing Lakshman through material calculations. And because of that offense, he became a demon. So many times spiritual master or advanced devotees, because of our false pride, thinking I am very great, we look at advanced devotees on the material level. And because of that, he became Dvivida, and Dvivida was such a nasty, obnoxious demon. You know, he kidnapped the gopi, he tried to lure the gopis away, and he started doing many vulgar things. And finally, Balramji had to kill him. And there was a very massive fight. Dvivida was throwing stones. Balramji had a club, and with the club he was breaking all the stones. Then he threw big, big trees again with the club. Balramji broke. Very familiar to some similar sport. But Dvivida is throwing stones. So basically, Krishna and Balram are the origin of cricket, baseball, all sports. So Dvivida was throwing. Finally, he lost. He started throwing mountain peaks. That also Balramji broke. And finally, Balram chased Dvivida and killed him. So it's very important that, you know, we, because of our false pride, we start looking at other devotees in a material level. And the most striking example is Romaharshana Sutta. Lord Balramji is teaching of the importance of humility and good character through this pastime. Because we are speaking about so much about the service to Guru, the importance of serving the spiritual master. But the most important quality in serving Guru is humility and good character. So what happened? Romaharshana Sutta was giving Bhagavatam class. Lord Balramji appeared. And Romaharshana Sutta did not acknowledge the Supreme Lord's coming, and he continued to speak. So Lord Balram saw he is arrogant, he is proud. So with the blade of grass, he struck him, and he touched him, and he died. Srila Prabhupada, he told one PhD professor, what is the use of all big philosophical talk without good character? So ultimately, we need good character. Romaharshana Sutta was excellent. If you see, he followed all four regulative principles. You know, he was not even watching movies. He was not lusty. He was pakka, very well learned in scriptures, very knowledgeable. But because he was not humble, like a blade of grass, Balramji with the blade of grass killed him. But we should understand, Lord Balramji was not angry with him. It's not that Lord Balramji felt insulted, because basically, Lord Balram doesn't need our glorification. He is not dependent on our respecting him. When we offer obeisances, it's not that the devotee or the Lord needs our obeisances. We say what? Please accept my obeisances. So he is doing a favor by accepting. So it's not that he needs it. So it's not that Lord Balramji wanted his respect, but Lord Balramji is teaching how a leader should be. Those in leadership position have to be humble. Otherwise, the society will be misled. For to teach this principle, Lord Balram punished Romaharshana. Because Romaharshana Sutta had a lot of knowledge. But what was lacking? The character, the behavior. And in Vedic culture, real knowledge is not determined by how much information you have, how much knowledge, how much things you know. Actual, in Vedic culture, real knowledge is determined by the transformational potency. And the transformation happens essentially when there is strong, deep character. And if Balramji had not punished Romaharshana, let us say he had ignored him, then people would have thought that knowledge is maybe more important than character. Wrong message would have been sent. So therefore, Lord Balramji did this. So how do we develop this character? Again, hearing. Because we may be hearing. There are three ways of good hearing also, actually. Sachinandan Maharaj, I was hearing one class by Sachinandan Swami Maharaj, and he was saying one very nice technique or method by which, you know, our hearing can become a very joyful experience. And we tried it. I mean, I hope and pray that I can practice it more often, but I tried it a few times and it really worked. He says that you just hear, after you hear a particular class, he said you answer three questions. First you answer, okay, what did I hear just now? That means you recollect whatever you have heard. Remember or recollect. And then after that, second question you ask is, okay, I heard this for half an hour. I remember this. What was the striking point that I understood or that really hit me in this class? Reflect on that for some time. So then that you remember and then you write it down. And third question you ask is, okay, I heard this class, I remember these points, and this was a very striking point. Now the third thing is, what can I apply in my life from what I heard today? So, what we did, you know, last 2 weeks ago, I had gone to Udupi with a group of four devotees. So we had a lot of time in the daytime. So we played one class of Srila Prabhupada. So 40 minutes class of Srila Prabhupada. And then we did these three rounds, you know, this exercise. So we were four of us, we shared what we remember. And I realized, we practically the whole class we could narrate because somebody remembered some point, somebody remembered. So usme 10 minutes chala gaya. And then we started the second round. Somebody found one point very striking. Somebody found 2 points, something, you know, something that really made sense to you. It clicked. So that went on for another 10 minutes. And then we discussed what we could apply, how we could apply. For like this, we spent 1.5 hours discussing that class. So basically half an hour we heard and 1.5 hours we were doing churning. And in the end we felt so nourished by that class of Srila Prabhupada. I wish I could do it more often. We could do it more often. But it shows how when we do hearing like this, rather than simply, you know, gather information or go by the externals, Krishna consciousness actually works. Then we can go beyond simply knowledge. So like this, Lord Balaram taught through Romarshan Suta, Divida Gorilla, Pralambasur, so many demons, how one has to be careful about the subtle anarthas and take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. I know somebody once asked me, that's okay, but still why Balaramji killed Romarshan Suta? Why he had to kill him? But that's Krishna, that's Balaram. When Lord teaches something, he teaches in such a way that nobody will forget. You know. So you can't blame him for that. But we should understand, Lord Balaram was very humble. He was not proud. He killed Romarshan, but he was humble. And you can imagine all the sages were sitting. Balaramji was so humble that the sages, they could easily tell Balaramji that you should not have killed him. You killed him. Now you should do atonement. Imagine they had the guts to tell Balaramji. After Balaramji kills Romarshan, these sages were so powerful that they could tell Balaram that you have done wrong. But you are Supreme Lord, you can do. Now you should do atonement. So Balaramji accepted. He didn't take another bunch of grasses and he didn't throw at them. He accepted. Humble. So Balaramji is humble. And he's teaching us this lesson. And not only Lord Balaram was humble in front of the sages, he was humble in private also. In the sense, when he went on pilgrimage, he went to all places, but he didn't go to Jagannath Puri. Why? Because he was embarrassed to see himself being worshipped there. He didn't like that. So Lord Balaramji exemplifies this principle of service attitude, which is the third principle we'll take. So what are the first one we discussed today? Spiritual strength. Lord Balaramji is the reservoir of all spiritual strength. Second, he is the Adi Guru, the representative of the spiritual master. When we take shelter of Lord Balaram, and we take shelter of Lord Balaram by following the instructions of our spiritual master. When we do that, we are able to purify our hearts. And now, humility and service attitude, they go hand in hand. And Lord Balaramji is the embodiment of service attitude also. During Lord Ram's Leela, Lord Balaram, who is Lakshman, he served the Lord tirelessly. And he was pained to see Lord undergo so much of hardships. And he was pained to see the banishment of Sita. He was pained to see the austerities of Lord Ram. But as a younger brother, he couldn't stop Lord Ram. So he told Lord Ram that next incarnation I'll become your older brother. And I'll see that you don't have to go through those hardships. And I want to serve you. And I want to make you happy. So Lord Ram laughed. He said, either you become older brother or younger brother, you will always serve. And you will always be happy serving me and pleasing me and carrying out my order. And this is revealed in the Bhagavatam when Krishna calls Yogamaya. He orders her to appear in Nandagaon. as his own sister at Nanda Maharaj's house. So that time, actually he gives names of Balramji. Now who gives names? The spiritual master gives name. So Krishna, by giving names of Balram, is showing how he is the spiritual master of Balram. In the sense, he is the source of Balram. Prahu sankarshanam bhuvi garbha sankarshanattam vai rameti loka ramanat balabhadram balochayat. So he's saying so many names. Balabhadra. He is giving the name of Balram as Balabhadra, one who gives strength and protection to Krishna. He is Rameti, he gives pleasure to all. He is Sankarshanam, he is attracted to the womb of Rohini. So like that, just like Guru gives names, Krishna gave many names to Balram. And Balram's pleasure is in being subordinate to Krishna, serving Krishna. So Balramji is the origin of all spiritual strength. He is the original spiritual master. And he is completely possessed with the mentality of being servant of Krishna. So Krishna expands. So first we know Krishna. Krishna, original Krishna, is called as Swayam Rupa Krishna. Now same Krishna, no difference, same Krishna expands in the Ras Lila and dances with so many gopis. So that Krishna, same Krishna, but he is called as Swayam Prakash because he is an expansion of Krishna. No difference. But he is the one who performs Ras Lila. So Swayam Rupa Krishna expands as Swayam Prakash in the Ras Lila. And there is Vaibhav Prakash. Vaibhav Prakash is Krishna with slight difference. And that slight difference is Balram. So basically Krishna and Balram, there are only three differences. Krishna is dark complexion like a monsoon cloud. And Balramji is fair like the spring cloud. Secondly, Krishna carries, he plays the flute. And Balramji is carrying the buffalo horn. And third, Balramji's abhiman, his mentality, is servant of Krishna. Krishna doesn't have that. So Balramji is having this abhiman of servitude to Krishna. That's why Lord Balramji is supreme personality of servitor Godhead. Sarvavatari Krishna Swayam Bhagavan Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balram. Sarva Avatari Krishna. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. He is Swayam Bhagavan. And his second Deha, Tahara Dvitiya Deha Shri Balram. Krishna Avatari Jeshta Hoila Sevara Karan. Krishna Ke Kuraila Nana Sukha Aswadan. Krishna Avatari Jeshta Hoila. So, Balramji is become jeshta, is become senior to Krishna. For what reason? Sevara karan. For serving Krishna. Krishna ke karaila nana sukha aswadan. To give varieties of pleasure to Krishna, Balramji appears. And Balramji is the only personality who serves Krishna in all the five rasas. Devotees, they generally serve Krishna in one of the rasas. Nahi? Like Mother Yashoda. In what rasa she is serving Krishna? In Vatsalya ras, motherly affection. Now, Mother Yashoda doesn't have Sakya ras with Krishna. But Balramji has in all five. So in Shantarasa, how he serves Krishna? He becomes Krishna's umbrella, footwear, pillow, seat. Because he becomes very close to Krishna. See, Krishna, if he is walking, he may wear some footwear. But then he may come back inside and he may sit on his cushion. So Balramji is there. Then he may say, okay, I'll sleep now. Pillow. Balramji is there. Or he may not want anything. He may say, okay, I will. But, you know, Krishna's sacred thread. Balramji expands also as Krishna's sacred thread, Brahman thread. So that Janai also is Balramji. He expands. So in Shantarasa, he is serving Krishna by expanding. Basically, he never leaves even a moment. Not even a moment passes without Balramji serving Krishna. That's how in Shantarasa he is there. He is expanded. So Krishna's turban, ornament, clothes. Nowadays, you know, this is very popular. There are some brands which are very popular. People have Levi brand, Reed and Taylor, like that. What is Krishna's brand? Balram brand, you know. Balramji. When God wants to wear clothes, God becomes the cloth. When God wants ornament, God becomes the ornament. When God wants something, God himself, his own expansion becomes. So this is Shantaras. So this is how Balaramji serves Krishna in Shantaras. So he never leaves Krishna. Krishna is never without Balaramji's service. And then Balaramji also serves Krishna in Dasyaras as serving. Like Mother Yashoda would be decorating Krishna. Krishna would be restless. Krishna would want to run here and there. And Mother Yashoda would tell Krishna, Krishna, sit! And then she would call Balaram. Balaram, come! And then Balaram, and then she would tell Balaram, give me that ornament. And then Balaram would give ankle, bell or something. And then Mother Yashoda would decorate Krishna. So Balaramji would be assisting Mother Yashoda in decorating Krishna. This is a very special service. You know, even Radharani doesn't have this privilege of decorating Krishna like this. So this fortune Balaramji has. So he is always serving Krishna in Dasyaras. And Sakyaras, always playing with Krishna, wrestling with Krishna like an equal and giving pleasure to Krishna. And they would wrestle and Krishna, and Balaram would defeat Krishna. And then he would make fun of Krishna and he would say, what is this Krishna? You are so weak and thin. Go home. Eat some butter of Mother Yashoda and come back. And then let us play, let us fight. And then Krishna would cry and run to Mother Yashoda. So like this they would have Sakyaras. And also Vatsalyaras. Balaramji would feel, you know, very protective about Krishna. And he would sometimes be very concerned that Krishna is not annoyed. Oh, Krishna should be happy. So that is Vatsalyaras. Like there is one pastime where this Vatsalyaras of Balaramji comes out very sweetly. You know, once Krishna and his friends, they decided to have some fun with Balaramji and his gopis. Balaramji had his gopis and they would enjoy, they would play. So Krishna told his friends, let us go there. Balaramji is enjoying and playing with his gopis. We'll go there with colors and flowers. And we'll go and attack all the gopis and throw all these colors and flowers on them. And they'll get so scared and they'll run away. And then we'll have fun at Balaramji. So all the boys liked the idea. So they collected all the colors, all the flowers. But Madhu Mangal was very intelligent and sharp. He said, Krishna, Balaramji is very strong. We are taking pangas with him, you know. So we can't fool around like that. So Krishna said, no problem, nothing will happen. Come on, let us go. So they all collected and Madhu Mangal again said, stop. He told all the friends, Krishna is very smart. See, he is not carrying any color or flower. You carry first. So Krishna also then carried some colors, some flowers. So then Madhu Mangal was satisfied. So then they went. So when they reached that place, so Krishna said, let us hide in the bushes. So they were hiding in the bushes. And then they started making sounds and then attack, and then they all attacked and they threw colors, flowers and all the gopis, you know, nobody could recognize them. They became so filled with colors and flowers and they all ran away, and then all the boys laughed. And then they said, now we want to throw all these flowers and colors on whom? Balaramji. But they were scared. It's not easy. They looked at each other and they said, let's look at Krishna. And they looked, Krishna was nowhere to be seen. Krishna was not there only. And then they realized, hurry, first guy, we are trapped. And Balaramji saw all these boys have come. They threw colors on all the gopis and drove them away. So then Balaramji took each of those boys and drenched them completely with color and flowers. Now, it's not that Balaramji threw color all of them at once, no. Like in Pushyabhishek we throw, you know, all color flowers at once. No, here, one by one. Like in Pushyabhishek, people throw flowers at each other. Say, last year you threw so much, so this year we take badla like that. So Balaramji very lovingly, he drenched all the boys with colors and flowers. They were completely unrecognizable. Nobody could recognize any of the boys. No boy, they had to ask each other, who are you? But only one person was easily recognized. Who? Madhu Mangal. Why? Because Madhu Mangal was fat. He had a big tummy. So the color was dripping from his tummy. So they could see, they could know that this is Madhu Mangal. Because he used to eat a lot of laddus. So when all the boys were drenched with color and all the flowers are on their bodies, so then one of the boys said, Balaramji, Krishna, he was the one who did all this. He told us to come. And when Balaram heard Krishna's name, immediately Balaramji said, oh, you never told me this. Oh, it is Krishna. And immediately Balaramji became concerned that he did something which will upset Krishna's plan. Then immediately took each of the boy and removed all the colors and the flowers. This is the way he showed his affection and Vatsalya Bhav towards Krishna. So like this, Balaramji serves Krishna in Shantaras, Dasyaras, Vatsalyaras, and also Sakyaras, and then Madhuryaras also. How does he serve Krishna in Madhurya Ras? Now, no Gopa, no coward boyfriend of Krishna can be in Madhurya Ras. But Lord Balaramji expands as Ananga Manjari. Now, the scriptures explain Ananga Manjari is fragrant, like the Ketaki flower of the Vasanta season. Now, I don't know what is Ketaki flower. Maybe for next Julan Yatra or Pushabhishek, we can do some R&D. Ketaki flower of the Vasanta season. So Balaramji expands as Ananga Manjari. So like this, in all rasas, he is serving Krishna. And what does Balaramji do in all these different rasas when he is serving Krishna? He enhances Krishna's sweet pastimes. So this is the fourth principle we'll examine now, briefly. How Lord Balaramji performs very sweet pastimes. His complexion is white. You know, like when you aerate milk, you have done? When you take milk and the morning we do for the deities, and we aerate them and we throw from up and then another jar like that, so that foam is formed. That is whitish, creamish. That is the complexion of Balaram. So when Balaram was born, he was in the cradle of Mother Rohini. So one Brajvasi would come and say, "Oh Rohini, who has kept white milk foam in the cradle?" That was Balaram. And then, "Oh, this is your child, Balaram." Another Brajvasi said, "Who has kept beautiful white lotus petals here?" So Balaramji was as beautiful as white lotus petals. Another Brajvasi said, "Oh, today the Purnima moon's white and cooling rays have all come together and assimilated here in your cradle." He was so beautiful. And after appearing, after taking birth, Lord Balaramji performed very sweet pastime of not opening his eyes at all. He waited for Krishna to appear. Because he wanted all his senses to be engaged only in service of Krishna. And all Brijvasis were bewildered. Such a beautiful child. But eyes are closed, no hand movements, all senses shut. But one day Mother Yashoda came, she picked up Balaram and she embraced him. So Balaramji suddenly started, he opened his eyes, started clapping, laughing, and everyone was bewildered. Why Balaramji did this? Because when he was in Mother Yashoda's arms, he felt Krishna in the womb of Mother Yashoda. So he became excited and happy that Krishna is appearing soon. So Balaramji again became excited. And as soon as Mother Yashoda kept him back in the cradle, again, all shutters closed. Eyes closed, senses. He waited for Krishna to appear. That means everything is for Krishna's pleasure, for Krishna's service. When Prabhupada was coming from Mayapur to Vrindavan, he asked devotees, "Who is stronger, Krishna or Balaram?" So one devotee said, "Prabhupada, Balaram." Srila Prabhupada said, "No, Krishna." Why? Then he showed the pose. You know, we have Krishna Balaram pose. Balaramji's hand is on the shoulder of Krishna. So Prabhupada said, he's taking support of Krishna. So Krishna is stronger. Actually, they are same, no difference. But to enhance the rasa, Balaramji does contradictory behavior. You know, he does something completely opposite of Krishna's plan, it appears. But just to make the mellow sweeter. Like we have the classic example. Today morning we heard all these beautiful examples from Govind Prabhu. Arjun and Duryodhan. You know, Krishna wants Arjun to marry Subhadra. He wants his sister to be married to Arjuna. And he is telling Arjuna to kidnap his own sister. And Balaram, because if Krishna had waited, if Krishna had, you know, made the wedding card, and who is the first person he'll have to give? Balaramji. Balaramji is not unhappy. So Balaramji would not be happy with that. So Krishna is suggesting to Arjuna to kidnap his own sister. And then we have, actually there is one, I think today morning he said that there is one devotee in ISKCON. His name is Duryodhan Guru Das. Means Duryodhan, who is Duryodhana's guru? Balaramji. So Balaramji was, now Duryodhan is anti-devotees. And Krishna loves, Lord, Supreme Lord protects his devotees. But look at Lord Balaram, what he does. He is kind to Duryodhan, who is against devotees. And we have another principle. Lord always protects Brahmanas. But what did Lord Balaram do? He killed Romaharshan Sutta, and that one Vyasasan. Such contradictory, bewildering behavior. And just like we say, you know, Krishna's Raslila pastimes are bewildering, Balaramji also performed Raslila. And Balaramji kills Rukmi on the wedding day of his granddaughter. And the Supreme Lord incarnates, why? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam. But when the time came to destroy the demons, Lord Balaramji goes on a pilgrimage. He lives. So all these pastimes when we hear, you know, we should understand one thing. That we should keep our logic and analysis on the side. Basically, Krishna's pastimes, Balaramji's pastimes, simply we have to love them and relish them. It's inconceivable. Actually, Jiva Goswami explained very nicely that absolute truth by definition has to have inconceivable attributes. Isn't it? Otherwise, if you can understand everything about absolute truth, then our intelligence will be absolute truth. Our intelligence will be greater than God. So God should have some features which we cannot understand. So don't try to analyze Balaramji, why he did like that, why he is doing like this. No, just enjoy, relish. To enhance Krishna's pastimes, he does that. But still, to make us understand, our Satyaraj Prabhu gave a nice example which made a lot of sense to me. He said, who is Balaram? Balaram is simply alter ego of Krishna. Very interesting term he used. Alter ego means same Krishna but different ego. Like he says, Satyaraj Prabhu says, Balaram is same person as Krishna but different personality. Understand? Same person, but personality is different. Like in material world, there is this, split personality, you know, schizophrenia. Like we have this Jekyll and Hyde. Have you heard Jekyll and Hyde? Jekyll was a compassionate doctor and Hyde was a very cruel murderer. So, this is a perverted reflection. Krishna also enjoys the original, the split personality rasa, pure. Where Krishna enjoys this special rasa by having his own expansion act in opposition of his desire. So Krishna has some desire. So he has his own expansion act opposite of that. And I have an opposite opinion. Just to give more pleasure to Krishna. Therefore, best is don't use brains, you know, just love. Like when Tamal Krishna Maharaj came to Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, Yamuna is saying that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna is the only enjoyer of Srimati Radharani. Prabhupada said, yes, she is right. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Prabhupada, Madhudusha Maharaj is saying that the only difference between Krishna and Balaram is that Krishna is blackish and Balaram is white. Prabhupada said, yes, he is right. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, both cannot be right. Prabhupada said, yes, you are right. So then Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, now how to decide who is right? Prabhupada said, you decide that. So, you know, basically through this humorous pastime, what Srila Prabhupada is actually trying to tell us is that keep your analysis aside. That's the point. In humble way, showing that how we cannot use logic, but simply we have to relish. Because how can I logically explain when Keshi attacks Vrindavan? Now, Keshi demon came in what form? Huge horse. Now, before Keshi came, Balaram goes to Krishna and says, Krishna, what is this? You are always carrying flute and peacock feather. I want. Krishna said, what? You want my flute and peacock feather? Yeah, I want. So, he took. And he put the peacock feather, Balaram. And he took the flute and he was standing. So, Keshi, meanwhile, he was told that you go to Vrindavan, attack Krishna, kill Krishna. And how do you recognize Krishna? Krishna will have a peacock feather and flute. So, he came, he saw Balaram. So, he thought it is Krishna. So, he came and hit with his legs. And Balaram immediately fell. He had just put peacock feather and flute. And he got up. He said, hurry, just for few minutes I put Krishna's attire and... So immediately took out the peacock feather and the flute and gave it to Krishna and said, you keep this, I don't want your things. So now somebody may say logically, but Balaram is strong. He has killed so many demons. You cannot use logic here. This is rasa. Balaramji has list of demons to kill, Krishna has list. So Keshi was not in Balaram's list. You know. So like that. So this is pastime. Like when they were born, when they were small children, Krishna and Balaram would hold the tails of the calf and the calves would run in Vrindavan. And as the calves would run, Krishna and Balaram would be holding different calves' tails. They would be rolling on the dust of Vrajabhumi and their bodies would be filled with all the dust of Vrindavan. And all the residents of Vrindavan would be laughing in great merriment. They were all covered by Yogamaya. They could not understand that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they would be simply absorbed in love. And during Damodar Leela pastime, Krishna was bound to the wooden grinding mortar and he told Balaram, Balaram, save me. So Balaramji goes to Mother Yashoda and tells, on behalf of Krishna, he does petition. Please release Krishna. What is this? You have bound him. Mother Yashoda is in a very angry mood because Krishna was mischievous and she knows that his elder brother Balaram is equally mischievous, but today somehow he has escaped. So she tells Balaram, you get out, otherwise I'll bind you also. So Balaram says, no mother, you don't know, you have bound Krishna, you should release him. You know who is Krishna? He is the source of all incarnations. He is the source of Matsya avatar, Kurma avatar. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. All incarnations come from him. So he is giving all this lecture to Mother Yashoda to convince her that she should release Krishna. Mother Yashoda gets more angry. She looks at Balaram and she says, who are you? If he is supreme personality of Godhead. So Balaram says, I am his elder brother. So then Mother Yashoda gets really angry. She picks up a stick and she says, get out from here. All incarnations are to take birth in my house only or what? So she chastises like that. Mother Yashoda doesn't realize because she is absorbed in love, Vatsalya Bhav. So like this, Krishna and Balaram perform many sweet pastimes. You know, they would go to the forest. They would get fruit. They had most advanced technology to get fruits from the trees. They would throw stones. They would sometimes string a stone and then throw it. Or they would shake the tree. That was the best technology they had to get all the fruits down. And they would imitate animals. Ittam satam brahma sukhanubhutya dasyam gatanam paradevatena maya shritanam narakarakena sakam vijaru krita punya punja. Shukdev Goswami says that some people are speculating, oh, this is Brahman. The impersonal Brahman has come to Vrindavan. And some people are absorbed in serving Krishna in the mood of Dasya. And some people are thinking, oh, Krishna is an ordinary person affected by Maya. But look at these covered boyfriends. They are playing with Krishna and Balaram in the pasturing grounds of Vrindavan. And they have accumulated heaps and heaps of spiritual pious credits. So like this, all these pastimes we hear, we relish, and we increase our attachment to the Lord on His appearance day. Like we have this pastime today morning, we heard on Rukmi's granddaughter's wedding, they were having gambling match and Balaramji was losing. And when Balaramji started losing, as Rukmi was winning and he was happy, King of Kalinga was next to Rukmi and he was constantly smiling, showing all his 32 teeth, big teeth he was showing, making fun of Balaramji. And finally when Balaramji started winning, and Akashvani also said Balaramji is won. So, where were we? Yeah, Akashvani was there that Balaramji has won. But still, Rukmi was insisting that he has won. And King of Kalinga, he kept showing his teeth. Finally, when Balaramji got very angry, he took his mace and he killed Rukmi and then he broke all the teeth of Kalinga king. You can't ask a logical question, why he broke the teeth, you know. We just relish, we just laugh. Devotees just... See, when there is love, we don't analyze. We don't ask questions. Like in movies also, movies are the most illogical thing. From nowhere, the hero jumps and bashes up so many people. Nobody asks questions, how this, why... It's a relish. Similarly, when Supreme Personality of Godhead performs pastimes, we just simply enjoy these pastimes. So, like this, the Supreme Lord performs sweet, wonderful pastimes. And on Balaram Jayanti, we remember these four principles of the Supreme Lord, Lord Balaram. First is, He is a reservoir of all spiritual strength. So we need what? We need determination. We need strength. So Lord, we approach Lord Balaram. Secondly, Lord Balaramji is Adi Guru, spiritual master. So we today pray to Lord Balaram, please give us faith in our Guru and let us follow his instructions. Third, what is the third principle? Lord Balaramji is an embodiment of service attitude. So similarly, today we pray to Lord Balaram that we can also develop unflinching attachment to Krishna and develop service attitude. And lastly, Lord Balaram performs sweet pastimes and we aspire to remember these pastimes and increase our attraction to the Supreme Lord. And on this day we can pray. Actually, Srila Prabhupada gave a formula for praying. Srila Prabhupada said, how to pray to Krishna Balaram. He said, you go in front of Krishna Balaram. If you have some difficulty, you tell Lord Balaram, my dear Lord Balaram, this is my difficulty. Please help me. So this is a prayer taught by Srila Prabhupada personally to devotees in Vrindavan Dham, because there they have Krishna Balaram deities. And Burijan Prabhu actually follows this principle. One lady, she's from Iran, and you know, in Iran country, you know, they are grown up not accepting deity worship. They have difficulty accepting the Lord in His murti, deity form. So this lady had become a devotee, and she was struggling with the concept of deities. So she came and cried before Burujan Prabhu that, you know, I cannot accept. And Burujan Prabhu tried to explain to her, and finally he told her, you go in front of Krishna Balaram and pray to Lord Balaram. Lord Balaramji is the best counselor. He is the counselor of Vrindavan, of all Brajavasis. So this lady went to Lord Balaram. She stood for 1 hour in front of Lord Balaram, crying and saying, I can't understand all this. And she was just expressing her helplessness. And after 1 hour, she came back to Burujan Prabhu and said, now I am completely convinced that Lord appears in His deity form. Krishna Balaram ki jai. So Balaramji is very merciful. He reciprocates with the prayers and calling of sincere devotees. And we have in ISKCON also many devotees who have experienced reciprocation from Lord Balaram. We have Ladini Mataji. She is a classic example. Such a dedicated devotee of Lord Balaram. So many pastimes, you know, she would make honey and keep, and Lord Balaram would accept it as Varuni. And when next day morning she would come, she would see on Baldev's face, all that honey would be there. She had many talents. And actually she once wrote a letter to Radhana Swami Maharaj saying she was having a very big problem. You know, what was her problem? Lord Nityananda was coming in her dream and telling her that you should go out and preach. And Baldevji, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra deity she used to worship. So Baldevji would come in her dream and said, no preaching, you stay here in the temple and serve me. Who will serve me if you go outside and preach? So she was wondering whose instructions to follow. So she wrote a letter to Maharaj, and Maharaj was telling in one class that, I was so happy with this problem because generally the kind of problems I get to hear are very difficult to solve. You know? And this is also difficult to solve, but this is a very sweet problem. So like that, Lord Balaramji reciprocates with the devotees who sincerely call out to Him. Even we had our very dear Brahmachari friend Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Some years ago, his mother, Purnima Mataji, she was leaving her body. She was very attached to Krishna Balaram. So she was reading that sixth canto purport where Prabhupada talks about Krishna Balaram deity in Vrindavan. She was reading that section actually. And she closed the book and she got a cardiac arrest. And she was very attached to serving Krishna Balaram. And then, as she left her body, devotees were in Vrindavan and they were coming. They told the pujari, give a garland, and the pujari gave Balaramji's garland. And the devotees bought directly, and when they were carrying Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu's mother's body for the funeral, Balaramji's garland was placed on her body. So Balaramji reciprocated with her. So like this, we can pray today to Lord Balaramji to help us practice Krishna consciousness. And to conclude, we can remember the pastime of when Samba kidnapped Lakshmana, daughter of Duryodhan, and the Kurus attacked and they kidnapped Samba, and Balaramji went to do mediation, to pacify, because the Yadavas were ready to attack, but Balaramji said, first I'll go and pacify. The Kurus did not agree. So Balaramji decided to teach all of them a lesson. Instead of combating with each one separately, Balaramji took his plow and he dug on the ground of Astinapur and he decided to take the whole Astinapur into the Ganga. And as he was dragging, then all of them realized what is Balaram's power. They came and begged forgiveness. And when they came running towards Balaram to beg forgiveness, they kept Sama and Lakshman in front and they begged forgiveness. Balaramji was pacified. So acharyas give purport that Balaramji is Adi Guru. If we remember Guru's instructions and if we take shelter of the holy name, that is like, that acts like the plow. And our heart is like that Astinapur. So Lord Balaram, the Guru, can drag our heart to Ganges like shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. So on this most auspicious day of Balaram Jayanti, we can pray to Lord Balaram for strength. We can pray to Him to help us survive the temptations and obstacles offered by Maya. And we can pray that we can sincerely serve in Srila Prabhupada's mission with humility and dedication. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Balaram Jayanti Mahamahotsav ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. There's an announcement. Today's Balaram Jayanti feast prasad is being served in packets near rear exit gate. All devotees are requested to first collect their shoes and then collect their prasadam packets while going out from rear exit of the temple. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you.